The Pirates put it all together over the weekend, handing the Mets their most lopsided series sweep in team history. They won Sunday's game 12-1, and the Pirates outscored the Mets 30-4 over the three games, the largest run differential in Mets history. O'Neill Cruz hit two home runs, and Brian Reynolds and Tommy Pham also cracked homers. Manager Don Kelly appreciated the job done by his starter, Mike Burrows, who was on a pitch count because of his recent extra workload.
You know, Burrows, phenomenal job coming off of short rest, pitched behind Paul in Milwaukee the other day, and then to be able to go out and give us what he did was unbelievable.
The Pirates get back to NL Central Division play tonight. Joe Blanc has the preview.
The Pirates continue the homestand, looking to make it four consecutive victories. They'll host the St. Louis Cardinals. It'll be left-hander Andrew Heaney going for the Pirates. He's 3-7 with a 4.48 ERA. He'll be opposed by Cardinals right-hander Eric Fetty. He's 3-7 with a 4.11 earned run average. 6:15 for Pirates pregame. 6:40 first pitch from PNC Park for the Pirates and the Cardinals. Right here on your home for Pirates baseball.
On the Ben Cherington Show on WCCS yesterday, the Bucks general manager says he believes in his team while recognizing the need to build a better roster. The GM is gearing up for the MLB draft, which begins on July 13th. Cherington says the 2024 draft class, which as a group has infused the Pirates with talent and energy, is proof that they are getting better.
Every year represents an opportunity to learn and keep getting better at that process. And I really, really believe we're doing that. Each year we've done that since 2020.
Reliever Dennis Santana began serving his three-game MLB suspension yesterday. He'll miss the first two games of the Cardinals series. Santana took a swing at a Detroit fan who was heckling him from the stands on June 19th. He appealed the suspension and got it reduced by one game. And in the NFL, Pittsburgh and Miami pulled off a secondary shakeup with two major trades today. The Steelers acquire three-time All-Pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey, tight end Jonnu Smith, and a 2027 seventh-round draft choice. The Dolphins get three-time All-Pro safety Minka Fitzpatrick and a 2027 fifth-round draft choice. The Steelers also pay Ramsey a raise of $1.5 million to $26.6 million this upcoming season. Smith, who played for Steelers offensive coordinator Arthur Smith in Atlanta, will get a one-year contract extension worth $12 million. Fitzpatrick returns to Miami, where he was the 11th overall selection in the 2018 draft. Altoona won four of their six games in Chesapeake, beating the Bay Sox 6-4 yesterday. Mike Jarvis had two doubles and drove in three runs for the Curve. Wilbur Dodell gave up all four runs in 2 2/3 innings pitched, but the Curve bullpen of Tyler Samaniego, Brandon Bedoas, Bo Burrows, and Wilkin Ramos shut down the Bay Sox for the rest of the way. In the series, the bullpen threw 27 2/3 innings and gave up just one earned run. The Curve will have an abbreviated three-game home series with Harrisburg starting tomorrow. The Penguins prospect development camp begins on Thursday, and they expect to have all 13 of their draft picks on the ice in Cranberry. The team will introduce the class today at the UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex. The Penguins drafted 8 forwards, 4 defensemen, and a goaltender on Friday and Saturday. The Penguins' highest draft choice was the 11th overall selection, forward Ben Kindrell, who was not as highly rated as other players they passed on. Vice President of Player Personnel Wes Clark says they have liked Kindrell's potential for a very long time.
Yeah, we think the upside is sky high, and we'll do our best to help him improve in the areas he needs to improve in and see where it goes.
The Penguins also traded defenseman Connor Timmins and Isaac Béliveau to Buffalo on Saturday, and in return they got defenseman Connor Clifton and were able to move up into the second round to select coveted defenseman Peyton Kettles. Aldrich Ponkeeter outdueled Max Grazerman and Chris Kirk in a 5-hole playoff to win the Rocket Classic in Detroit. And in Senior Legion baseball, Homer City Post 493 has struggled defensively lately but cleaned it up yesterday in a doubleheader sweep of Young Township, committing only one error in two games. The Bearcats won the first game 7-1 behind a strong pitching performance by Connor James, who threw only 74 pitches in a complete game, scattering 7 hits and striking out 5. He also drove in 3 runs. Brock Lewis had 3 hits, and James, Braden Dunn, and Colin Dunn all had 2. Post 493 then busted out in the second game, breaking a 3-3 tie with 5 runs in the second inning, followed by a 10-run 5th that ended the game with a final score of 19-4. Lewis went the distance on the mound. Colin Dunn drove in 4 runs, and Tristan Redinger and Connor James each drove in 3. James had 3 hits, and Braden Dunn and Redinger each had 2. Post 493 is 7-6 and will host Mount Pleasant tonight. I'm Alex Donaldson with today's Look at Sports.